We're glad to bring you this message from Timeless Truths Radio Ministry with Pastor Jerry Burns. We trust that you'll be blessed as you apply these timeless truths to your daily life.
Now, listen to me. The local church is God's plan, and it's still God's plan to reach the world with the gospel. The Bible teaches us that those 12 disciples were the very first church. They were called out from this world. They were saved. They were baptized. And they were commissioned to reach the world with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Always could be worse. Amen. And God has been good. He's been good. I heard the story of a man named Dennis Byrd. He was a professional football player. He was an up-and-coming star, defensive superstar for the New York Jets, and he was predicted that he was going to turn the Jets organization around. I mean, this was going to be the one. He was going to be the one that was going to change the Jets forever. And then tragedy struck. On November 29, 1992, the Jets were playing the Chiefs. Dennis was about to sack the quarterback when he collided with a teammate and his spinal cord snapped. In a split second, his football career had ended. He was paralyzed from the neck down. Everything that he planned for his life had come to a screeching halt. Later, he wrote about waking up in the middle of the night in Lenox Hospital in a halo brace, not knowing where he was, not knowing why he couldn't move, not knowing what was happening in his life. Suddenly, he went from dreaming to making it to the Pro Bowl to just dreaming about one day holding his child in his arms. Now, from a worldly perspective, Dennis was no longer to reach his potential. But listen to me, friend, in God's eyes, Dennis Byrd was capable of much more than just a quarterback. In God's eyes, Dennis Byrd was capable of giving God glory. And Dennis did that in a tremendous way. The world watched and listened as Dennis told the media that Christ Jesus was a source of comfort in the time of tragedy in his life. The doctors announced to the media that Dennis would never walk again. It may be years before they would know if he could ever walk again. But Dennis told the media that with God's help and God's strength, that one day he truly would walk again. And on opening day of the 1993 football season, less than a year after the tragic collision, millions of television viewers watched as Dennis Byrd walked out of the middle of that Meadowlands Stadium while 75,000 fans stood cheering in ovation. And Dennis Byrd did not fail to give God the glory for what happened in his life. I'm saying to you that we need to be thankful always, because this is the will of God concerning us. And there are times in our life that we don't like the events that come into our life, but God has a plan. Let's think for a moment the Apostle Paul. I want you to take your Bibles this morning and turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 11. 2 Corinthians chapter 11. And for a moment, think about what the Apostle Paul faced in his life, what God allowed to take place in his life. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. The Bible says this: are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am more. In labors more abundant, in stripes above measure, in prisons more frequent, and deaths oft, or times when his life was threatened, Paul faced it many, many times. Of the Jews, 5 times received I 40 stripes, save one. Thrice was I beaten with rods. Once was I stoned. Thrice I suffered shipwreck, a day and a night, or a night and a day. I have been in the deep, in journeys often, in perils of water, in perils of robbers, in perils by mine own countrymen, in perils by the heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren, in weariness and painfulness, and watchings often, in hunger and thirst, and fastings often, and cold and nakedness, beside those things that are without, that which cometh upon me daily, the care of the churches. And we would all agree, if anyone had any right to complain, it was the Apostle Paul. And yet he, by the influence of the Holy Spirit, penned, "Be thankful for everything, because this is the will of God concerning you." What was Paul thankful for? Let's dig deep into the heart of this man. What was Paul truly grateful for in his life? Let me give you some thoughts. Number one, if you're taking notes, would you write it down? Paul was thankful for the work of the churches. Paul was thankful for the work of the churches. Now, listen to me. The local church is God's plan. And it's still God's plan to reach the world with the gospel. The Bible teaches us that those 12 disciples were the very first church. They were called out from this world. They were saved. They were baptized. And they were commissioned to reach the world with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we are also commissioned to reach the world with the gospel. You know, listen to me. If we live for ourselves, then we will have nothing to be thankful for. So many people, they just live for themselves. Their life is all about them. And if we just live for ourselves, we will have nothing to be thankful for. But the Apostle Paul gave his life to the Lord and to others. And he had much to be thankful for. Look what the scripture says, 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 2. We give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers, remembering without ceasing your work of faith and labor of love and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ and the sight of God and our Father. The Apostle Paul was thankful to God for the work of the church. And he says, "I'm thankful for the work of faith." Now, the church was growing in faith. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And so our faith, if we are attentive today, if we are listening to the word of God, God wants to grow your faith today as the word of God is given. And that's one of the reasons why we are faithful to church, because we want to hear what God has for us. And the Apostle Paul was thankful for the church moving forward. He was thankful for their work of faith. He was thankful for their labor of love. Listen, true love always labors. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. You can't take away work from love. The Bible says that God gave his only begotten Son. And friend, you are never more like God when you give. God gave because he loves. And the Bible teaches us it is the love of God that constrains us. You know, if you have the Pharisee attitude where you only serve God because what you get out of it, if you only serve God because you want God to bless you or you want God to do something. Listen, friend, if that is your attitude, then you are going to be disappointed in your Christian life. Because things are going to come in your life that you don't agree with. And you're going to have to trust the heart of God. But no, listen, we serve the Lord because we love him. His love constrains us. He motivates us by his love for us and our love for him. And this church, Paul was thankful for their work of faith, their labor of love, but also their patience of hope. Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11 teaches us that God wants to give to us an expected end. God has a purpose and God has a plan in our life. Dennis Byrd said this in a media conference when they asked him about the circumstances of his life. He says, I don't know why the Lord has chosen me to go through this trial, but I pray for my healing. But whatever the outcome, it is my prayer that God be glorified. That's a wonderful prayer, by the way.
It's Pastor Burns again from Kitchener Baptist Church and Timeless Truths Radio Ministry. We'll continue our message in just a moment. We're thankful for your support of our ministry. It's our desire to preach the Word of God to our city and region. We want you to partner with us. Can you share our website, KitchenerHope.com? It's a site that gives the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ, and it teaches us how we can know Jesus and have a home in heaven. Share it with your friends and family members. Again, that's KitchenerHope.com. You can financially support our radio ministry and help keep us on the air by sending a check or e-transfer to our ministry. E-transfers can be emailed to give@kitchenerbaptist.org. No password is needed. Again, that's give@kitchenerbaptist.org. Checks can be mailed to Kitchener Baptist Church at 1720, that's 1720, Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. That's Kitchener Baptist Church at 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. Thank you in advance for loving the gospel. In times like these, you need someone to pray for you. We want to be that someone in your life. You can submit your prayer request at KitchenerBaptist.org/pray. That's KitchenerBaptist.org/pray. It would be an honor to pray for you and with you. We have already prayed for you today. Our prayer is that this Bible message will help you grow and know Jesus Christ. Let's get back to our message this morning.
He says, I don't know why the Lord has chosen me to go through this trial, but I pray for my healing. But whatever the outcome, it is my prayer that God be glorified. That's a wonderful prayer, by the way. That God be glorified. And so we wait. We wait on the Lord. He that waits on the Lord will renew their strength. They shall mount up as wings as eagles. God gives us strength as we wait on him, as we trust in him. And so the Apostle Paul was thankful for the work of the churches among him. And friend, listen, God is interested in his church. It's not my church. It's God's church. It's his program for reaching the world. I'm just glad I get to be a part of it. I get to be a part of it. And so Paul was thankful for the work of faith, and he was thankful for the patience of hope, and he was thankful for that love that compelled them to serve the Lord, thankful for the work of the churches, and it is truly a blessing to be thankful for all that God has done for us. Paul was thankful for the success of the church, but number two, if you'd write it down, he was also thankful for the witness of God's provision. He was thankful for God's provision in his life. Philippians chapter 4, let's turn there together. Philippians chapter 4 in the 19th verse. Now, the context of Philippians chapter 4 is a church that gives to missions. It's a church that is involved in world evangelism. They were giving, they were sacrificing to the Apostle Paul. And the Apostle Paul, the Spirit of God, really was commending them for their sacrifice. And here the Holy Spirit says in verse 19 in chapter 4 of the book of Philippians, but my God shall supply all your need. Your need. God's going to provide your need. A church that sets their priority to God's priority. So many churches today are majoring on minors. We need to find the heart of God, and we need to work toward fulfilling the heart of God. What does God want? God cares about souls. He wants to reach the world with the gospel of Jesus Christ. He tried to use Israel to do it. They were to be a light to draw heathen nations to Israel, that they would see that they are that they serve the true God, but they failed. And so what did he do? He grafted in the church. They were the natural branch, and he grafted in the church, and now he says, no, listen, you're going to go out into the world and preach the gospel. God's heart is the world. He loves the world. He wants the world to be saved, no matter the language they preach, no matter the color of their skin, no matter their culture. God loves the world. That's the heart of God. And God was pleased with the sacrifice of the church at Philippi. And God said, listen, because you are doing my will, I'm going to supply your need. What a wonderful blessing to know that God takes care of his children. He takes care of his children. God provides, and all of the sacrifices that we give to him and all of the circumstances of our life. Paul was thankful in the trials of his life. Enduring the trials of his life. Think about what he's writing in the book of Philippians. He's saying, rejoice evermore. He writes a book about joy. I mean, if you're a Bible student, you know the book of Philippians is a book about joy. Do you know that that was a prison epistle? Do you know that Paul was in bonds? He didn't have freedom to come to a church service like we have the freedom this morning. And yet he's writing about joy. He's writing about God's grace. He's writing about God's provision. Why? Because it's simple. God gave Paul what he needed. His grace, God's grace, is sufficient. He writes in chapter 1 of the book of Philippians, verse 3, I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine for you, making all requests with joy. He says in Ephesians chapter 5, another prison epistle, verse number 20, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. He writes here about the joy of the opportunity of serving the Lord and the joy of God's provision for his life in a difficult time. In the midst of trials, God's grace is sufficient for you. It is sufficient. But Paul was also thankful for the opportunity to request hope and help in his life. Look what the Bible says, Philippians chapter 4 and verse number 4. Philippians chapter 4, if you're not there already, let's jump over there. If you don't have a Bible, you can borrow one for us. You'll find one in the pew ahead of you. We want you to see this from the Word of God. Philippians chapter 4 and verse number 4, it says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication. Look at this. With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And notice the peace of God shows up, which passeth all understanding. So don't try to understand it, because you cannot understand it unless you're God. The peace of God, which is beyond human comprehension, it flows within us, and it gives us that comfort and that joy. But where? How does it get there? It comes not in the provision, but in the asking for God's provision with thanksgiving. Oftentimes we're thankful when God gives the help. We're thankful when God meets the need. We're thankful when God provides for that bill, or God heals that broken body, or God fixes that circumstance within our home. But the Bible says, no, don't be thankful when the provision comes. Thankfulness begins with the request that you get to ask God for what he knows best. Let me ask you this question. You could show, if you say yes, you could put up your hand. Do you believe that God knows best? Put up your hand if you believe that God knows best. Absolutely he does. He knows what is best for your life. You know what? When we pray, sometimes God says no. He does. God's going to answer our prayers, and God's going to answer those prayers according to his will. God has a will, and God has a way that is greater than your will and your way. That's why we need to conform our will into God's will. And that's why when the Bible teaches us that we are to pray in Jesus' name, that he'll give us all that we want. Why? Because our will is God's will. We want what God wants. And we are happy with God having his will and his way in our life. It's not me going through the Christian life when I pray. It's not me fighting God. That's not what prayer is all about. That's what people think it is. They think I'm going to go do battle with God. I'm going to pray and I'm going to get God to change his best. God's not going to change his best. Why would you want God to change his best for your life? No, prayer is just conforming your will with God's will and saying, Lord, listen, this is my heart. This is where I am. But you know best. And it's casting your care upon the Lord, for he cares for you. And do you know what happens when we do that with a thankful heart? You know what God does? He gives us what we need. And friend, listen to me. Sometimes if God gave us what we wanted, it would ruin us. And that's why it's a blessing to know that God knows best. Do you know how many prayers I've prayed in my flesh that if God would have granted that prayer, it would have destroyed me? God says no. And God says no to his children. By the way, a good parent says no to their child. Do you agree with that? Amen, right? You can't say yes to everything your child wants. It will wreck them. It will destroy them. Last time I checked, that's what being a parent is all about, saying no. You can't have that. That will hurt you. That will harm you. God says no sometimes. You know what God says sometimes? He says slow. He doesn't say no, but he says, listen, I'm going to do something in your life, but you're going to have to wait upon me for it. And do you know what happens in the life of a Christian? We say, all right, God, if you're not going to take care of this, I want to remind you of the children of Israel that were waiting for Moses. They said, Moses, where are you? Where are you? All right, Aaron, you need to take care of this because this man of God is not here. And oftentimes we rush ahead of God and we make a mess. And God says, it's not a no, it's just a slow. Just wait. They that wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. You know what? Sometimes God says, yes. Yes, that is my will. That's what I want to do in your life. But listen, God always knows what is best. And God provides for every need. Listen, I hope you understand that. If you get nothing from this message, get this. God provides for every need. Even when God says no, he gives us the grace to get through it. He gives us what we need to overcome. And not just to survive, but also to thrive in the Christian life. Thirdly, I want to talk about thankfulness for God's way of atonement. Thankful for the way of God's atonement. The Bible says that we need to give thanks for his sacrifice in Hebrews 13, verse 15. For by him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Hey, listen, I'm just here to tell you that God likes it when we thank him. God likes it when we thank him. You know the story of the 10 lepers when God healed them and only one came back. And God says, I thought I healed 10. Where are the other 9? And here was a man by faith, trusted in the Lord Jesus. And it didn't just heal his body, but it healed his soul. Hey, listen, I'm here to tell you that God likes it when we thank him. And there is nothing greater for us to thank him than for the cross. Let's sing it together. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Can we sing it in unison? Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me thy great salvation so rich and free. Thank you, Lord, for saving our soul. That's the grace of God. And we need to thank him for his sacrifice on the cross. And God wants us to be a living sacrifice. And praising him, thanking him. Listen, a challenge for all of us. Don't go a day in your life without thanking God for the cross. Thanking him for salvation. Wake up in the morning and say, hey, Lord, thank you for saving my soul. Where would you be today if it wasn't for the Lord Jesus? Where would you be today if it wasn't for the grace of God? The Apostle Paul was thankful for God's way of atonement. He was thankful for the cross. He was thankful for salvation that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. And I hope today that you are as well thankful for the cross. In a busy life, in a busy world, we can often lose focus of what's so important in our life. And friend, don't let the devil steal that joy out of your heart by not spending time with the Lord every day and thanking him for saving your soul. Let me ask you a couple questions as we close. Number one, are you a Christian? Do you know the Lord?
Thank you for tuning into our program today. Timeless Truths is a ministry of Kitchener Baptist Church in Kitchener, Ontario. We are a refreshingly conservative Baptist church that preaches the Word of God. For more information about our ministries and how we can be a blessing to you, visit timelesstruthsradio.com. Our radio program is available because of the faithful prayers and financial support from listeners like you. You can support our ministry by sending a financial gift to Timeless Truths Radio Ministry at 1720 Glasgow Street.
Maybe you'd say in your heart this morning, I'm having a hard time being thankful for what God allows in my life, and maybe what God withholds from my life. I'm having a hard time maybe even being thankful for the atonement. God has stolen, or the devil has stolen, God's joy from my life. And maybe today you need to spend some
Jesus
time with the Lord
about
during
this program?
Invitation.
You can know abundant eternal life through Jesus Christ right now. Say yes to Jesus today. Ask him to save you. Fully trust in him. Learn more about Jesus and how you can have eternal life through him by watching our video at KitchenerHope.com.
God's atonement, God's wonderful,
have you ever wanted to read the Bible through in 1 year? We have an easy-to-follow Bible reading schedule that will help you succeed. You can visit TimelessTruthsRadio.com to learn more. Thank you again for joining us this Sunday morning. Join us next week when we open our Bibles and study God's timeless truths.
I say this on behalf of all of your children here this morning. We are so grateful for what you have done for us. And Lord, I know that you know the hearts of every person. And you know if there's one struggling with thankfulness, may your Holy Spirit work in their life. And may they come to a place, even this morning, where they have that joy and that gratitude.